MEOTA. The Fish Shack Hamlet is growing as more shelters move out onto the ice. The lake is very rough, so some transit problems are bound to occur. Some children were out at the boat launch area on the weekend, building snow forts and sliding, enjoying the nicer weather. We have had beautiful hoar frost now for 3 days. We are appreciating the nicer weather this week, as it has been brutal. Tom Shepherd, brother of Muriel Noctigali, of North Battleford, has passed away in Salmon Arm, BC, the age of 98. He was my cousin and grew up in the Sandwith and Prince areas. I enjoyed the video by Rick Zeroni entitled, Small City, Big Town, on my iPad. Well done. Two films will be shown at the Dew Drop in January 16 at 1:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend and donations are accepted. The 55-minute first film is titled, First We Eat. This is the story of Susan Crocker, who lives near Dawson City, Yukon. She proved to her reluctant husband and 3 skeptical teenagers that they could survive for 1 year on food that could be hunted, fished, gathered or grown or raised locally. The second film, 9 minutes, is Nalujuk Night. It is a close look at a Labrador Inuit tradition, which is a beloved annual event. Canasta was played December 30th, at the Dew Drop Inn, with 4 tables in play. Top score was by Albert Heise and Lillian Serenko. Second were Janice Morton and Lorna Pearson, and third were Eric Kalbeck and Linda Ard. Top at the table of 3 was Arlene Walker. This was another nice social event with some treats on hand. Watch your TV on January 25, 28, when 11-year-old Julia Schindel from Shelbrook figure skates with Prince Albert Stefan Lotz as they participate in the Skate Canada Challenge in Rihaina. They have been invited to compete in 2023 Canada Winter Games in Prince Edward Island from February 27 to March 5. Julia recently enjoyed skating solo to a silver medal in juvenile U12 single competition at SASC Canada, Saskatchewan Sectional Championships.